The U.S. House Agriculture Committee gets an earful next on Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health Campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. If you want your mind and body to be up to the task of running the farm, pay attention to what you eat. A proper diet goes a long way in helping to promote your physical and mental health. And it's not just what you eat, but also how much you eat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The House Ag Committee hearing was called Member Day, and congresspeople from both sides of the fence, but mostly Democrats, took turns suggesting what the committee should be doing. Congressman Jim Costa, a California farmer, was not happy with the fact that the U.S. was giving Argentina a $40 billion aid package at about the same time American farmers were getting only a $12 billion deal to offset tariff costs.
Well, the expressions range from outrage to being mystified to frustration because the input costs have continued to rise as a result of inflation. And as I told President Obama a number of years ago, farmers and ranchers, dairymen, they're price takers, not price makers. You grow your commodity, your product, or if you have a dairy, it's 365 days a year. And you put all this investment in it, but at the end of the year, you get paid for whatever the market prices are. And so they see their costs increasing, but yet what they're getting for their product, their commodity, not increasing. And the tariff war is a real critical part of that.
The SNAP program was a hot topic as well. More on that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.